This morning on WCHL, this week's Moral Monday sit-in was answered.
We are going to remain here until he comes to meet with us.
Your taxes are going up next year here in Chapel Hill.
The budget is balanced with a 1 cent tax increase.
And we'll hear from a local developer who says he's got the solution to take the tax burden off the townspeople. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, Chapel Hill Carborough's three high schools win their respective Wells Fargo Conference Cups. And
the remarks were shameful, but the point still has some merit.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07 at WCHL. We have 69 degrees in Chapel Hill, already warming up a bit. Partly sunny, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, but very hot today. High today in the low 90s. North Carolina Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger, a Republican representing Guilford and Rockingham counties, sat down and talked for nearly an hour with 15 protesters who had staged the sit-in outside his office Monday night in the legislative building. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
We know that he is in the building here. We are going to remain here until he comes to meet with us.
That's Guilford Elementary teacher Todd Warren addressing fellow protesters and members of the media outside Senator Phil Berger's office Monday, a little after 7 p.m. The protesters, mostly educators, stated their intention to stay there until Berger appeared. They wanted to share their feelings about the recently released state Senate budget, which would offer 11% teacher raises at the expense of tenure and cut up to 7,400 teacher assistant positions statewide. At around 8 p.m., Berger did appear, and chairs were pulled into a circle so that he and the protesters that had filed in from the earlier Moral Monday rally on Halifax Mall could talk about teachers' issues. During the conversation, Berger asked protesters if they could find the money to pay for teacher raises and teachers' assistants in a way that didn't involve raising taxes.
There are some things that are, I would assume, that are non-negotiable as far as y'all are concerned, okay? Well, there are some things that that our folks feel are non-negotiable, and a tax increase is one of those. Okay, so if
it's actually not a tax increase, it's a repeal of a tax cut.
Well, if it's already
right.
That sounds like a tax increase to me.
Near the end of the discussion, which got testy at times, Berger promised protesters that he would talk with them again. Satisfied that Berger had met with them, they left, and there were no arrests. Before Berger showed up, Christoph Stutz and some fellow Chapel Hill Carborough teachers stood outside the legislative chamber, across from where the protesters had gathered, and peered inside as senators chatted. Stutz teaches social studies at Carborough High School, and he's been an assistant football coach for 9 years. It was his wedding anniversary, and he decided to bring his son to what was the first Moral Monday rally for either of them. Outside on Halifax Mall, they had joined an estimated 750 protesters, many of them dressed in red shirts in support of education. Here's Stutz.
I remember when my own mother, when I was growing up in Washington, D.C., took me to City Hall to protest in support of public education. And the kind of impact that my mom and I were able to have, and I want to show the same thing to my son.
For more on this story, you can read it at chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Christoph Stutz, not related as far as I know, but congratulations, Christoph, on your wedding anniversary. In other news this morning, if you live in Chapel Hill, your property tax bill is going up next year. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
The Chapel Hill Town Council unanimously approved a $96 million budget last night, which includes the second property tax rate increase in 2 years.
The budget is balanced with a 1 cent tax increase, restoring the debt fund capacity almost to where it was before the recession started.
That's Town Manager Roger Stansel. With last night's vote, the property tax rate rises to 52.4 cents per $100 of assessed value. Council members decided last week the added penny is needed to help replenish the town's debt management fund, which will increase the town's borrowing power by about $10 million before 2017. Supporters say that will help the town take on big projects like bikeways, parks, and new police and fire stations sooner rather than later. The 2014-2015 budget also includes increased funding for road resurfacing, $400,000 to help finance new buses, and money to hire a youth services coordinator. In addition, the council also allocated nearly $700,000 to fund affordable housing initiatives, a move applauded by housing advocates, including Habitat for Humanity Director Susan Levy.
I think all of us who are involved with affordable housing and have been over the years are really heartened
by this commitment on your part, and I think it was a bold and a brave thing to do, and just want to say how much we appreciate it.
Though the budget was approved in just 6 minutes, council members assured the public the plan had been fully vetted at a pair of work sessions last week. Here's Mayor Pro Tem Sally Green.
We are not just rubber stamping a budget here. We've really given this a lot of consideration.
Chapel Hill has set its tax rate for the next year, but Orange County commissioners have not yet finalized their budget, which could include an increase in the countywide property tax rate or a hike in the Chapel Hill-Carborough School Special District tax. The board will discuss the county budget at a work session later today. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
As Elizabeth said, the county commissioners have a work session scheduled for today. The board will review proposed fire district tax rates, departmental budgets, and funding for outside agencies. The county manager's spending plan calls for a 1.5% cost of living increase for county employees and increases Orange County's living wage from $10.97 per hour to $11.21 per hour. The board will meet at 7 o'clock at the Link Government Services Center in Hillsboro. Chapel Hill developer Roger Perry says the town should be welcoming commercial development with open arms. And if it does, the tax burden on its citizens will begin to subside.
If you're going to remain competitive and if you're going to keep a tax base that can sustain the community, you must build higher densities and you must build a bigger concentration of commercial property than we have been building.
Perry says the land has to be developed efficiently because Chapel Hill, along with Carborough and Orange County, decided about 30 years ago to draw an urban growth boundary to define just how far out it would develop. The largest portion of Chapel Hill land held by one entity is taken up by UNC, which is tax exempt. Perry says the town has to be smart about how it uses the remainder of the property.
In Chapel Hill, we only have 15% plus or minus of our tax base comes from commercial property, and most rules of thumb suggest that equilibrium in that regard is to have at least a third of your tax base come from commercial property tax. In Durham, for example, that number is 40%. It's approximately the same in Wake County.
The Ephesus Fordham redevelopment plan was designed to spur economic growth. Perry says those who are against that project are focusing on the wrong problem and don't have all the facts.
The issues of flood control in that whole district are a huge problem, but they're a huge problem today. The town's plan is that with this redevelopment and the increased tax base that will provide, it will provide the resources necessary to remedy that problem and fix that problem.
Roger Perry made these comments in a WCHL News special with Jim Hebner. Stay tuned at 8:30 this morning. We'll bring you the first part of their conversation. Tonight at Carborough Town Hall, the Board of Aldermen will vote on whether to approve an agreement with AT&T to provide next-generation fiber-based communication networks to the town. Carborough, Chapel Hill, Cary, Durham, Raleigh, and Winston-Salem are all slated to join the Master Network Development Agreement with AT&T, along with four major universities, including the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. The Chapel Hill-Carborough area was chosen as attractive markets for building networks with a service capability of 1 gigabyte per second. The Chapel Hill Town Council recently voted unanimously to approve the agreement. Tonight's meeting begins at 7:30 at Carborough Town Hall, located at 301 West Main Street. Assistant principal at East Chapel Hill High School, Tamika Ward Satterfield, has been named by her peers as the Chapel Hill-Carborough City Schools Assistant Principal of the Year. Ward Satterfield has worked in North Carolina public education since 1998 after she graduated with a Bachelor of Arts degree in English at North Carolina Central University and continued her studies and earned her Master's of School Administration in 2001. She served in various positions among Durham public schools. She first began her career as an assistant principal while working with the Alamance Burlington Schools. In 2009, Warren Satterfield was brought on as assistant principal at East Chapel Hill High. Fellow educators who nominated Ward Satterfield say they feel she is a true professional, and quoting here, she is a model of administrative excellence at our school and very worthy of this recognition. That's according to East Chapel Hill High School principal Eileen Tully. Patients seeking care through the Fayetteville VA Medical Center are waiting an average of 83 days for their first appointment with a primary care doctor. That is nearly six times longer than the department's goal. A report from the Department of Veterans Affairs says the average wait time for new patients at North Carolina Veterans Administration hospitals ranges from nearly 29 days in Salisbury to 83 days, nearly 3 months in Fayetteville, the home of Fort Bragg. VA guidelines say veterans should be seen within 14 days of their desired date for a primary care appointment. The department now says that meeting that target was unattainable given existing resources and growing demand. The findings are part of a national audit ordered after a whistleblower claimed veterans were dying while waiting for care in Phoenix. WCHL News Time is 7:16. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 northbound and southbound between Estes Drive and Garrett Road through the I-40 interchange, seeing the usual morning delays today. NC-54 heading westbound right now between I-40 and Barbie Chapel Road, also seeing some delays. Otherwise, things moving smoothly. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. All you have to do is give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Might be worth pointing out, with temperatures getting up the way they are today, below 90s, and again, the same is going to be true tomorrow. Tempers kind of fray this time of the year.
That they do.
It's really hot.
That's a good point.
So everybody be patient out there, and especially this afternoon. And we might get some rain in there, too. More on the forecast coming up.
But certainly.
Right now, everything's looking okay.
Not too bad.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Rand Northam, and our traffic report has been brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need a new watch battery, something really simple like that, or a very special purchase like an engagement ring, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Go see Berkeley Grimble today. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. It is 69 degrees and warming up already. We started at a 66 this morning. Partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today in the low 90s. My goodness. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight around 68. And then tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies, 50% chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. And the high tomorrow in the low 90s again. Tomorrow night, we're still going to have a lot of clouds. We'll have a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low in the upper 60s one more time. And then finally, high in the middle 80s on Thursday, so the temperatures will back off a bit. But still, even on Thursday, we'll have a 60% chance of rain. So pretty hot and muggy this week. WCHL News Time is 7:18. New ways to manage North Carolina's business recruiting and to reward movie productions that film in our state have cleared the state Senate. The chamber voted by a 38-7 margin on Monday for its final approval to a measure that would transfer several Commerce Department functions to a private nonprofit corporation. Tacked onto the bill is a new program giving cash grants to film, TV, and video projects in North Carolina, replacing tax credits set to expire at the end of this year. Governor Pat McCrory's administration says the private nonprofit will make the state more nimble in attracting companies. The House passed a nearly identical bill last week that left out the film grants. Lawmakers have to decide in the final version they want to send to Governor Pat McCrory. WCHL News Time, 7:19. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz. Chapel Hill Carborough's three high schools have each won their respective Wells Fargo Conference Cup. The Wells Fargo Cup Award, sponsored by Wells Fargo and the North Carolina High School Athletic Association, recognizes the high schools that achieved the best overall interscholastic athletic performance within each of the state's four competitive classifications. Carborough captured the Conference Cup, continuing its dominance with another strong sports season. The Cup winner won spring championships in men's golf, men's tennis, women's soccer, and both men's and women's outdoor track and field. Chapel Hill High also claimed a spring championship in men's outdoor track and field, a tie for first in women's soccer, and runner-up finishes in baseball, men's tennis, and women's outdoor track and field secured the Conference Cup for Chapel Hill. The Tigers also dominated the Big Eight in women's basketball, giving them a healthy lead midway through the season. Cardinal Gibbons took second, followed by Cedar Ridge in third, Northwood in fourth, and Orange in fifth. East Chapel Hill is able to beat out conference rival Jordan and claim the Conference Cup, breaking the winter between the two schools thanks to top finishes in men's golf, men's lacrosse, and men's tennis. In most conferences around the state, points are awarded based on participation and standings in conference play. Each conference determines its own method of awarding points. But congratulations to Carrboro High School, Chapel Hill High School, and East Chapel Hill High School, all winners in their respective divisions. North Carolina's largest school district is stressing football safety with a program that stresses no head-first tackles, good-fitting equipment, and plenty of water, as always. The Wake County Public Schools said Monday, coaches for more than 4,000 football players in middle schools and high schools will be trained in USA Football's Heads Up football program. The program teaches tackling techniques that reduce helmet contact and other elements of player safety as well. The program will complement the school district's existing practices protecting the safety of student athletes. USA Football says its safety program has been adopted at more than 500 schools in 48 states around the country. And Michael Jordan says with three draft picks and at least $13 million to spend in free agency, the Charlotte Hornets can make a big difference in upgrading their roster this offseason. The Hornets owner spoke yesterday following a presentation at Hornets Nest Elementary School, in which he, along with Lowe's and Fox Sports South, donated $250,000 to Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools. Jordan says the success center Al Jefferson had last season in Charlotte should help lure other top free agents. Jefferson was selected third team All-NBA after leading Charlotte to its first playoff appearance in 4 years. You might remember yesterday we had a story about how Jordan took out a full-page ad in the news and in the Charlotte Observer congratulating Al Jefferson and thanking him for his play. Jordan says, quoting here, "I always thought Charlotte was a great destination. Big Al has proven that you can come here and make a big difference. Hopefully we can look at that and attract some other superstars. Certainly the Hornets' situation is looking up, and they're expected to actually be pretty good this coming season." 722 at WCHL. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Rod Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The remarks were shameful, but the point still has some merit. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Steve Coburn, the co-owner of California Chrome, was way out of bounds when he reacted to the disappointment of his horse losing the Triple Crown bid. He called the owners and trainers of Belmont Stakes winner Tonalus cowards and cheaters for only running in the third leg with a fresh horse. Certainly an F in grace and sportsmanship. And maybe you can understand Coburn's disappointment as his 15 minutes of fame ended with a thud in New York. But did anything he said have merit? I think so. And I am almost as annoyed with some of the analogies being made by the talking heads since Saturday. As tasteless as it was for Coburn to compare his plight to him playing basketball against a kid in a wheelchair, there is no comparison to tennis players and golfers trying to win their respective Grand Slams. Golf isn't a game of endurance as much as it is consistency and pressure down the stretch of a big tournament. And it makes little difference whether the British Open winner played in the U.S. Open and Masters previously. In fact, it helps them. These guys play golf every day of their lives, practicing or competing. And tennis players trying to win on clay in Paris, grass at Wimbledon, or hard courts at the U.S. Open are playing against opponents trying to do the same thing. Rafael Nadal is better on clay, Roger Federer on grass, and Novak Djokovic on hard court. They all try to win on all surfaces and get better on each. Trainers can tell the horses are tired after running in the Derby and Preakness 2 weeks later before the mile and a half at the Belmont. And if they truly don't believe their studs have the stamina to win all three races, it is somewhat unfair that they lay out to be fresh and a spoiler in the third leg. Coburn was trying to say if a horse has accumulated enough points to run in the Kentucky Derby, it should run in Louisville. If it won, of course, it would go to Pimlico. If it lost and wanted to skip the Preakness, at least it had one race under its saddle. One way to avoid all this endurance strategy would be to spread out the three legs a little more, maybe a month between each race, culminating with the Belmont on 4th of July. All the horses, no matter how many races they ran previously, would go to the starting gate with enough rest, and in that case, there would be no doubt that the better horse that day won. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Welcome to AT&T. Can I help you?
I want to get a Father's Day gift for my dad. He likes sports.
Oh, and saving money.
Well, AT&T's best ever pricing for families includes four lines of service for $160 a month. So the whole family gets unlimited talk and text and 10 gigabytes of data to share, all with the nation's most reliable 4G LTE network.
That's a great deal.
There are even plans for up to 10 lines.
Awesome. See, honey, we can share pictures and movies with dad.
And dad can shout at his phone when he's watching sports.
Oh, he's just cheering, honey.
You don't cheer at those kind of words, Mom.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Get the new curved LG G Flex smartphone with 6-inch HD screen for zero down and no activation fee with AT&T Next. Visit store or att.com for details.
Pricing for mobile share value service on four smartphones with no annual service contract. AT&T Next device charges extra and require qualified installment agreement credit and wireless service. Tax due at sale. Reliability based on nationwide carriers 4G LTE. Other charges and restrictions apply.
Summertime is upon us, and your friends at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop invite you to enjoy lunch or dinner outdoors on our beautiful garden patio. As the season changes, so does our menu and wine selection. Glasses of copper-colored rosés shine beside fresh spring greens, fragrant herbs, and crisp new vegetables from the farmer's market. And our pitchers of icy cold sangria return. Patio weather is here. Come enjoy at Glass Half Full.
Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been in business since 1907 and been here in downtown Carrboro since 1923. We've always strived to provide you with the three most valuable things in the construction supply business: competitive prices, excellent customer service, and top quality building products. That's our goal to you. So please stop by to see just why Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been going strong for over a century. You'll be glad you did. We appreciate your business. Here comes Fitch.
727 at WCHL. Let me tell you, we have a great contest going on right now to honor your father. Father's Day coming up really soon. And all we want you to do is send us your a photograph or photographs of you and your dad or father figure in your life. Send it to Chapelboro's Facebook page. Like us on Facebook. Put it on Chapelboro's Facebook page, and you're automatically entered into the contest. And your dad can win a weekend camping rental from Townsend Bertram & Company in Carrboro, and some other prizes as well, a Father's Day prize package. And all you got to do is share a photo. It's really easy. Go to Chapelboro's Facebook page, get entered in, and pay tribute to your dad coming up at Father's Day. And it's not too far off.
Downtown Chapel Hill begins here on the plaza at 140 West Franklin Street. On Saturday, June 21st, don't miss Summerfest from 2 to 6 p.m. Summerfest will feature all kinds of children's activities, plus live kids music by the Water Lilies at 2 p.m. Parents, your turn comes at 4 p.m. with live beach in Motown by Chapel Hill's own Low K Sun. For more info, go to 140westfranklinplaza.com. Summerfest is proudly sponsored by WCHL and DSI Comedy Theater.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the overwhelming popularity of our 79-cent fountain drinks with chewy ice, but we need to clarify a few misconceptions. Cruiser serves our soft drinks at a tongue-tingling 34 degrees, but cannot be held liable for brain freezes. Our fountain drinks are made with 100% pure filtered water, but we make absolutely no Fountain of Youth claims. And although our Taste Great guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. 79-cent fountain drinks, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Wine and Design of Chapel Hill, Durham. It's half off, $35 for evening painting class vouchers, available today for $17. Wine and Design, located at Carmel Mall in Carrboro, provides everything you need for a fun night out. All you need to bring is a beverage of choice and your creativity. You follow along with a local artist who will teach you how to paint your chosen art piece. At the end of the night, you go home with your handmade masterpiece and lots of great memories to share. So gather your friends, buy today's deal, and get your art buzz on. Buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
All day and all night, this is your home for local news, sports, traffic, weather, and information you can't get anyplace else. This is WCHL, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, and streaming live wherever you are at chapelboro.com. You're waking up with Ron Stutz.
Yes, sir. Here we are in a stretch of really warm days, more like summertime than springtime. And this weather forecast is brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. It is 69 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. We look for a high today of about 93. partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Kind of a muggy day. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain. Maybe showers, maybe thunderstorms. Overnight low in the upper 60s. Kind of wet out there right now after all the rain we had last night. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Tomorrow, our high one more time in the low 90s. So these really warm temperatures are going to stay with us for a while. Tomorrow night, it'll still be mostly cloudy, 50-50 chance of showers or storms, and the overnight low in the upper 60s. On Thursday, big chance of rain Thursday and Thursday night, but high in the middle 80s, so temperatures at least backing off just a little bit. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his very talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. And don't forget about Fridays on the Front Porch at the end of your week.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
Update, I'm Dave Barrett. As they were engaged with the enemy in southern Afghanistan,
five Americans and one Afghan soldier were killed Monday night in what appears to be a tragic incident of friendly fire.
Correspondent Margaret Brennan with details.
U.S. and Afghan forces were conducting a joint security operation in Zabul province when they called in air support. The resulting strike may have accidentally targeted the American soldiers. The incident itself is still under investigation, but the Taliban is already claiming responsibility for the initial assault that prompted the airstrike.
Apparently, coalition helicopters fired on their own troops as they were returning to base, and so far this year in Afghanistan, 36 coalition lives have been lost, and that includes 8 in the month of June. The attack in Zabul province, where the Taliban has been active, comes ahead of Saturday's Afghan presidential election runoff. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
69 degrees, 732 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. North Carolina Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger, a Republican representing Guilford and Rockingham counties, sat down and talked for nearly an hour with 15 protesters that had staged a sit-in outside his office on Monday night in the legislative building. That was at Moral Monday. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more on the story.
That's Guilford Elementary teacher Todd Warren addressing fellow protesters and members of the media outside Senator Phil Berger's office Monday, a little after 7 p.m. The protesters, mostly educators, stated their intention to stay there until Berger appeared. They wanted to share their feelings about the recently released state Senate budget, which would offer 11% teacher raises at the expense of tenure and cut up to 7,400 teacher assistant positions statewide. At around 8 p.m., Berger did appear, and chairs were pulled into a circle so that he and the protesters that had filed in from the earlier Moral Monday rally on Halifax Mall could talk about teachers' issues. During the conversation, Berger asked protesters if they could find the money to pay for teacher raises and teachers' assistants in a way that didn't involve raising taxes.
There are some things that are, I would assume, that are non-negotiable as far as y'all are concerned, okay? Well, there are some things that that our folks feel are non-negotiable, and a tax increase is one of those. Okay, so if
it's actually not a tax increase, it's a repeal of a tax cut.
Well, if it's already
Near the end of the discussion, which got testy at times, Berger promised protesters that he would talk with them again. Satisfied that Berger had met with them, they left, and there were no arrests. Before Berger showed up, Christoph Stutz and some fellow Chapel Hill Carrboro teachers stood outside the legislative chamber, across from where the protesters had gathered, and peered inside as senators chatted. Stutz teaches social studies at Carrboro High School, and he's been an assistant football coach for 9 years. It was his wedding anniversary, and he decided to bring his son to what was the first Moral Monday rally for either of them. Outside on Halifax Mall, they had joined an estimated 750 protesters, many of them dressed in red shirts in support of education. Here's Stutz.
I remember when my own mother, when I was growing up in Washington, D.C., took me to City Hall to protest in support of public education. And the kind of impact that my mom and I were able to have, and I want to show the same thing to my son.
For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
If you live in Chapel Hill, your property tax bill is going up next year. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more.
The Chapel Hill Town Council unanimously approved a $96 million budget last night, which includes the second property tax rate increase in 2 years.
The budget is balanced with a 1 cent tax increase, restoring the debt fund capacity almost to where it was before the recession started.
That's Town Manager Roger Stansel. With last night's vote, the property tax rate rises to 52.4 cents per $100 of assessed value. Council members decided last week the added penny is needed to help replenish the town's debt management fund, which will increase the town's borrowing power by about $10 million before 2017. Supporters say that will help the town take on big projects like bikeways, parks, and new police and fire stations sooner rather than later. The 2014-2015 budget also includes increased funding for road resurfacing, $400,000 to help finance new buses, and money to hire a youth services coordinator. In addition, the council also allocated nearly $700,000 to fund affordable housing initiatives, a move applauded by housing advocates, including Habitat for Humanity Director Susan Levy.
I think all of us who are involved with affordable housing and have been over the years are really heartened by this commitment on your part, and I think it was a bold and a brave thing to do, and just want to say how much we appreciate it.
Though the budget was approved in just 6 minutes, council members assured the public the plan had been fully vetted at a pair of work sessions last week. Here's Mayor Pro Tem Sally Green.
We are not just rubber stamping a budget here. We've really given this a lot of consideration.
Chapel Hill has set its tax rate for the next year, but Orange County commissioners have not yet finalized their budget, which could include an increase in the countywide property tax rate or a hike in the Chapel Hill-Carborough School Special District Tax. The board will discuss the county budget at a work session later today. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The commissioners will review proposed fire district tax rates, departmental budgets, and funding for outside agencies. The Orange County Manager's spending plan calls for a 1.5% cost of living increase for Orange County employees and increases the county's living wage from $10.97 per hour to $11.21 per hour. The board meets tonight at 7 o'clock at the Link Government Services Center in Hillsborough. And tonight at Carborough Town Hall, the Board of Aldermen will vote on whether to approve an agreement with AT&T to provide next-generation fiber-based communication networks to the town. Carborough, Chapel Hill, Cary, Durham, Raleigh, and Winston-Salem are all slated to join the Master Network Development Agreement with AT&T, along with four major universities, including UNC. The Chapel Hill-Carborough area was chosen as attractive markets for building networks with a service capability of 1 gigabyte per second. Chapel Hill Town Council recently voted unanimously to approve the agreement. Tonight's meeting in Carborough starts at 7:30 at Town Hall, located at 301 West Main Street. Chapel Hill developer Roger Perry says the town should be welcoming commercial development with open arms. And if it does, the tax burden on its citizens will begin to subside.
If you're going to remain competitive and if you're going to keep a tax base that can sustain the community, you must build higher densities and you must build a bigger concentration of commercial property than we have been building.
Perry says the land has to be developed efficiently because Chapel Hill, along with Carborough and Orange County, decided about 30 years ago to draw an urban growth boundary to define just how far out it would develop. The largest portion of Chapel Hill land held by one entity is taken up by the university, which is tax exempt. Perry says the town has to be smart about how it uses the remainder of the property.
In Chapel Hill, we only have 15% plus or minus of our tax base comes from commercial property, and most rules of thumb suggest that equilibrium in that regard is to have at least a third of your tax base come from commercial property tax. In Durham, for example, that number is 40%. It's approximately the same in Wake County.
The Ephesus Fordham redevelopment plan was designed to spur economic growth. Perry says those who are against that project are focused on the wrong problem and don't have all the facts.
The issues of flood control and in that whole district are a huge problem, but they're a huge problem today. The town's plan is that with this redevelopment and the increased tax base that will provide, it will provide the resources necessary to remedy that problem and fix that problem.
Roger Perry made these comments in a WCHL News special with Jim Hebner. Stay tuned at 8:30 this morning. We'll bring you the first part of their conversation. ESPN analyst Jay Billis says he believes Roy Williams accounts that refute his knowledge of Rashad McCants getting help to remain eligible while at UNC. He believes what Roy says.
I find him to be credible, and I believed what he was saying. The idea somehow that a coach, especially if you go back, Andy, to 2005, would know about the player choices in classes and electives when they're juniors. I don't believe that's the case, and I believe Roy Williams.
Those comments were made on ESPN's Outside the Lines Monday after airing a longer segment of the interview between Billis and Williams, which originally aired on Saturday. Billis joined Andy Katz on the phone following the taped interview, giving his reaction to Roy Williams' remarks.
I've known Roy Williams for a long time. I have known him to be not only a coach, but a man of the highest integrity.
On Friday, former UNC basketball star Rashad McCants told ESPN that tutors wrote papers for him. He remained eligible only because of phony paper classes, and that his coaches, including Roy, were fully aware of what was going on. He made those comments and more on ESPN's Outside the Lines. Before the weekend began, 16 of McCants' former teammates from the 2005 national champion UNC men's basketball team issued a statement to the Associated Press regarding McCants' comments. A number of those players and others were in the room during the interview between Billis and Williams to continue to show their support for their coach. Among them, Sean May, Tyler Hansbrough, and Tyler Zeller. Less than 24 hours after Outside the Lines aired the McCants interview, Coach Williams responded with the interview with Billis. Billis went on to say the allegation that Williams knew of the specific classes McCants took or any of the players were taking was hard to believe, especially given the timing.
The issue really was McCants went pro and declared to go pro in the middle of that semester and was gone by the time his grades came out. So to expect the coaching staff somehow to have their antenna up for that in 2005, I think is asking a little too much. And I think the context of that time period is very important.
You can hear Billis' complete reaction as well as listen to clips from Rashad McCants and Roy Williams' interviews by reading this story on our website, chapelbro.com. 741 at WCHL. For those who may not know, Jay Billis actually was an outstanding basketball player at Duke.
That's right.
And now is quite respected and quite good as a basketball analyst on television.
Mm-hmm.
Does a really good job.
Yeah, he does.
So very favorable comments to Roy Williams there. Of course, we are far from hearing the end of that whole story. You'll be hearing more about it as they release more details and as other people weigh in on this situation. 742 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz along with Rand Northam. And Rand, what is happening today at chapelbro.com?
Well, as you mentioned, there's a lot that you can follow if you haven't been following the Roy Williams, Rashad McCants conversation over the weekend or even yesterday and into today. You can find all of those on our website, chapelbro.com. And all the other news and sports stories, of course, that we've been covering as of late. And we've got a new short list submission that we'd like to hear from you. We're asking for the best place to listen to live music. We continue our short list competition and asking for you to tell us all about that, what you think of. So, Ron, I'm sure you have an idea, but we'll keep that secret until the winner is announced.
Yeah, I got some thoughts on that. Yeah,
excellent.
Absolutely.
Well, the other Julian Carr is another of our lifestyle and opinion pieces that has been written. We've got another great local author joining us, and that is Richard Ellington. He's written a number of different columns for us. He's a local historian and talks about the other Julian Carr, so you want to check that out.
Cool.
Yeah, and we've got, as always, great photo galleries. We'll be having the local high school graduation photo galleries here in the next few days. Mm-hmm. The first set of graduations is Thursday. That is Orange and Cedar Ridge. And then Chapel Hill Carrboro schools graduate on Saturday. And we'll be sure Susan Murray and staff will be out taking those photos for us, and we'll have those up on the website. So lots still to come. We invite you to visit the calendar page as well, with lots of great local events going on in and around Chapelbro. Just lots of things going on. People think it kind of dies down a little bit here during the summer, but it does not do any such thing.
No way. Susan Murray told me yesterday that the RSVP 55-plus volunteer recognition banquet. The photos are going to be up today.
Yeah.
I haven't had a chance to even look to see if it's there, but certainly everybody wanted to check that out if you were there.
That's right.
Then you can see yourself.
Check it out indeed.
Probably.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. So all kinds of things always on the website, which is kind of a community portal for everything that's happening in our community.
And you got it.
All our news and sports stories, as Rand told you, show up there, and you can get lots of audio there and all kinds of things. So We hope you will be a part of it.
That's right.
Chapelbro.com now with instantly live streaming, of course. And there's an app for that.
There is.
Hey, we will talk to you in just a few minutes here and get an update on our traffic
situation. That sounds good.
744 at WCHL. Today's commentary on the way from Fred Black. That is next.
Know your rights. Did you know housing discrimination is against the law? Fair housing means that you have the right to choose a place to live without regard to race, age, color, religion, sex, national origin, veteran status, disability, or familial status. If you or someone you know has experienced housing discrimination in Orange County, please contact the Human Relations Commission. You can file a confidential complaint free of charge by calling 919-245-2487.
Oh, wow. Look at these pictures of mom and dad from college. Those glasses are frightening.
If you're considering LASIK surgery, check out the experienced team at the UNC Kittner Eye Center.
No kidding. Those glasses are enormous.
We offer the highest quality laser solutions and the best technology available.
Kind of makes you wonder what we'll look like when we're their age.
Call us to schedule a screening today. 30 years from now, you may very well thank us again. The UNC Kittner Eye Center. Call 919-445-20 or visit us at unci.org.
No lazy summer days at Durham Tech. From photography to computers, interior design to bartending, Durham Tech has a wide range of continuing education courses all summer long. Returning students, summer is a great time to meet with your advisor for fall semester. And new students, look online to schedule your mandatory Connect session. Have a question? Get it answered by phone, email, online chat at durhamtech.edu, or simply stop by and see us at our Durham or Orange County campus.
When you turned 60, you still felt pretty good. At 70, you started slowing down a bit. But now, you just can't argue with it anymore. So you have a choice to make. Will you spend your days drinking those shakes your daughter keeps buying? Or will you get out and live? Home Instead Senior Care has been giving seniors the tools they need to really live their lives for over a decade. Sometimes you just need an extra set of hands. There's a difference between living and really living. And that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
7:46 at WCHL, and coming up next, we'll take a quick look at your morning traffic.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Fred Black. You know how when you're really busy and you have to call some company, and then the phone connects to you and you get this message, "We are experiencing a higher volume of calls than normal. Your call is very important to us, blah, blah, blah." If the call is so important to them, you would think they could assist customers without having to put you on hold an acceptable number of minutes. I'll admit, I'm not as patient as I probably should be in these situations, but what really gets me is that you get the feeling that your time isn't valuable to them at all, regardless of what they claim. It makes you wonder how we got to this point in the world of customer service, or more to the point, customer no service. Go through this 3 or 4 times in one day, and who can blame you for losing it? And the recorded message telling you to email them or use their website to address your issue just raises your anger, especially if you're calling to try to get back online. Well, the last straw is when you hear a ring and you get that new message. If you want to make a call, please hang up and dial your number again. Okay, I'm through with my rant, but let me just make an observation. Companies providing poor customer service should be called out on it, period. All this makes me appreciate more are great local businesses who provide outstanding customer service. They understand how important it is to connect on a personal level. Please don't get so large that you lose that personal touch. This is Fred Black.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Attention all Orange County job seekers. Learn how to use the computer to boost your job search and build job skills. Starting Fridays at 9:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. on April the 25th through June the 20th at the Orange County Career Center located at 503 West Franklin Street, Chapel Hill, room 102. For more information, you can call 919-536-7222. Thanks, WCHL, for caring about our job seekers.
Traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 northbound and southbound. Really, you can expect it all the way from Columbia up through the NC-54 interchange, through the Estes Drive area, and up through the I-40 interchange as well, up to Garrett Road, seeing some delays here and there, spotty delays, so be on the lookout. Again, that's northbound and southbound, 15501 from Columbia up to Garrett Road. So through the entire stretch through Chapel Hill, pretty much you can assume some delays may be seen there. I-40 is moving smoothly, though. That is good news. NC-54 as well. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Thanks a bunch. Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace serves fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruiser's. Good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather presented by Crown Honda at South Point. It is 70 degrees in Chapel Hill. Finally hit that mark. Started out this morning at 66, already warmed up. It is going to be hot today. High today in the low 90s. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain in the low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 50-50 chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm, and the high tomorrow in the low 90s. Oh, boy, hot weather is definitely on the way for at least a couple of days in a row here. Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. 751 at WCHL. Ron Sutz here, along with Rand Northam, substituting for Wayne Pond. Not easy to do. Not easy to substitute for Wayne Pond. But the word of the day, of course, is something that Wayne always lays on us. And Rand really endeavors to find something that you might have actually heard in your lifetime.
True. Good point.
Some of Wayne Bond's words are out there.
Well, and what I tried to do this morning, I've been fooled, it looks like. So I tried to look up a funny or clever or off color, but just a different kind of word rather than, you know, the usual that we do.
We never have funny or clever on this show, so, you know, why should you start now?
That's not true. We have to listen to you every day. So.
Yeah, right.
But I found one, and it was alligator. A-L-L. This is not going to be the word. I'm sorry. But A-L-L-E-G-A-T-O-R, and it's someone who alleges alligator. Turns out that's not actually a real word. So I'm not going to go with this list that I've gone with. I've done my research and found that that is not a true word. But I do have a word for you today.
We do strive to be accurate on this show.
Exactly. That's true. And the word is one that probably some, if not many people have heard, but a good one. Ambrosia. Hmm. Ambrosia. My mom always made a really good ambrosia when I was growing up.
That's how much I feel. There's a group called Ambrosia.
Nice.
Yeah. Never liked them, but it was a group. But ambrosia, most people think of the food.
That's right.
The dessert.
And it's the definition is the food of the Greek and Roman gods. It was also an ointment or perfume of the gods. And it's also the second definition. That was 1A and B. The second definition, though, is something extremely pleasing to taste or smell. Hmm. It's a dessert made of oranges and shredded coconut. That's what I remember the most. I loved ambrosia that my mom made. She would put pineapple in it too. Sometimes cherries you'll have in it. But yeah, the food of the Greek and Roman gods. Ambrosia, yeah. A-M-B-R-O-S-I-A.
Well, that's a good
ambrosia.
Word.
Ambrosia.
Yeah. The word of the day on WCHL has been brought to you by Frank Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
I don't know.
Next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it, if you can do all that. We'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. 754 at WCHL.
WCHL, time again for the clean joke of the day. I see by the old clock on the wall, it's time for Lauren Stafford.
Goodness, is that clock even right? Who knows these days?
I never even look at the darn thing.
I was about to say, you know, I mean, between cell phones and watches and everything else, I mean, yeah. Sometimes I wonder how clock people are still in business.
That one back there, I never even paid attention to it. But I look at the one on the computer here, and I look at the one on my iPhone.
And let's just hope they all match.
That's about it.
All right, all right.
Well, anyway, we're
all right.
Getting close to the top of the hour here.
That's
so
right. Time for the joke.
Better go ahead and
joke
get
time.
To it here.
All right. Reaching the end of a job interview, the human resources officer asks a young engineer fresh out of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
Wow, I'm MIT.
Mouthful.
That's cool.
And what starting salary are you looking for, sir? The engineer replies, you know, in the region of about $125,000 a year, depending on the benefits package, of course.
Okay.
The interviewer inquires, well...
Got any other openings?
The interviewer inquires, well, what would you say to a package of 5 weeks vacation, 14 paid holidays, full medical and dental, company matching requirement fund to 50% of your salary, and a company car leased every 2 years, say a red Corvette?
Wow.
The engineer interviewing sits up straight and says, wow, are you kidding? The interviewer replies, yeah, but you started it.
This is Gerald Remoyne. In Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Laura Morrison is today's WCHL hometown hero. She's put together a very special event, and it's very close to her heart.
Martha's Day is a celebration of Martha Pearson, who was my mother. July 8th is her birthday. It's a celebration of her life. She died when I was 9. Her death was a domestic violence-related death, and so I thought it would be great to start an event to celebrate her birthday, but also to raise money for Compass Center for Women and Families. So it's a dinner with live music.
This is the second annual Martha's Day.
Last year, it was 4 weeks to the time of the event. We raised $5,000. This year, we've taken more time to be more thoughtful in the planning process. So it's going to run a little differently this year, but we're hoping to raise much more.
Martha's Day not only raises awareness of the problem, but actually raises money for Compass Center, an organization that deals with domestic violence every day.
So I asked Compass Center staff how many clients they serve last fiscal year, 2012-2013. They served 761 clients. And this fiscal year, we still have 5 weeks left to go in the fiscal year, and they've already served 890. So that's a significant increase in those 2 years. So that's locally. And I also spoke to Chris Blue, the chief of the Chapel Hill Police Department. And in 2013, police officers spent 648 hours responding to 335 domestic violence related calls. And that equals a minimum of $11,000 in police time spent on those calls. So I think a lot of people think Chapel Hill's safe and that doesn't happen here, but it does. And then of course, nationally, the North Carolina Coalition Against Domestic Violence says that 1 in 3 women will experience domestic violence in their life.
When it comes to domestic violence, the numbers are actually higher because many cases go unreported.
Most women who are sexually abused and often who experience domestic violence don't call the police or don't seek help, because a lot of women in those situations perceive that to be more dangerous. If they leave or if they seek help, that can be create a more dangerous situation for them than if they stay.
Well, because
out.
Of Laura Morrison's initiative and hard work, and it's a good way to honor her mom. Martha's Day, Tuesday, July 8th, 6 until 9 p.m. at Vimala's Curry Blossom Cafe. Thanks for raising awareness, and thanks for raising money for the Compass Center. Laura Morrison, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
This month, we are celebrating dads and grads at Great Outdoor Provision Company. We can help you find just the right gift that lets that special person know how much you appreciate them. Father's Day is right around the corner, so why not surprise dad with a high-performance Yeti cooler or maybe a pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses? Or outfit that hard-working graduate with a pair of Chaco sandals, allowing them to pound pavement, trails, and waves in comfort and style. Come see us. We're at Eastgate or online at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Refinements Resale Boutique. It's 50% off, $20 worth of merchandise available now for $10. Refinements Resale Boutique for Women is the place to shop brand name clothing at a fraction of retail price in their new location just 1 mile north of South Point Mall in Sutton Station off Fayetteville Road. Pure shopping bliss in a relaxed, organized, and soothing atmosphere is what Refinements is all about. And it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
70 degrees right now. Partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today on the low 90s. Get ready for the heat. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain and the low around 67 or 68. And tomorrow, another really warm day, high in the low 90s, a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Tomorrow night, more of the same, mostly cloudy, 50-50 chance of rain with a low in the upper 60s. On Thursday, another cloudy day with a big chance of rain, but at least the temperatures will back off a little bit on Thursday with a high in the middle 80s. So basically, a really hot and potentially muggy week. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Five Americans killed in Afghanistan.
Possibly by friendly fire.
Discontent over Bergdahl deal.
Our poll says the price was too high.
Immigration overload.
Struggling to figure out what to do with all those children.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. In southern Afghanistan, a nighttime battle and what seems to be a deadly mistake. Five U.S. soldiers killed, and CBS's Cammie McCormick has the story.
The five Americans were conducting a joint mission with Afghan security forces in Zabul province when they came into contact with enemy forces. It's believed at some point they called in air support, and a local Afghan official says they were killed by an airstrike.